Blog Talk Radio.
Do African man, I
You're invited to the 23rd Annual Islamic Heritage Festival and Parade, June 12th at Pennsylvania.
The 23rd Annual Islamic Heritage Festival and Parade as part of the PICO Multiple Cultural Series takes place the weekend of June 12th and 13th. Don't miss the citywide Juma on Friday, June 12th at Independence National Park, located 5th and Market, from 12 to 1 p.m., facilitated by Imam Muhammad Abdul Alim on Saturday, June 13th at 12 p.m. Don't miss the parade marching down to Penn's Landing to kick off the 23rd Annual Islamic Heritage Festival. For more information, 610-352-0424, 610-352-0424.
The area that we're going to be looking at, and what we did was went to the IS program in Philadelphia, got the base map started. So we also sent the aerial United around the wall, so you can see where those are. And one of my goals tonight is to send all those spots, the lots, tell them names on them. So, please be noticed that the vacant second floor building is on life around you. So, in other words, that is sort of a little uncut look. You have blank security space, no interior. So, when you walk down the street, it has a blank field for the site. And another one is tree pruning for visibility. Some of the trees, for instance, in front of the building, are probably looking at the names of the site. And then the other thing is crosswalks. So one thing about pulled together, there's curb lines, sidewalks are all here. A lot of the other towns. We might laundry in the laundromat and shopping and look for. So I know it's a, I really like the community and feel that really come turn around. Fencing and barriers of health, you know, they get locked, stress on the block. Like this, how that keeps our barriers ability alone. Then building products is needed, so in other words, there is no business. Other things, maybe wanting that. Those were our first questions for our meeting. Oh, then the positive sides are the technical between the sidewalks and gravity. The area has a lot of vitality, as I said, a lot of our colleagues and people walk. Again, fence garden prime that there. Then we want to ask her, what are the positive aspects of the neighborhood? I know you've been to this number of times and done a study, and I feel like I didn't know if I wanted to reiterate that well, have everybody. One of the studies, like, background, kind of time, familiar with this. So, in this are a lot of sort of little words that, you know, what's the problem. So I don't want to, like, in other words, more cops, more lighting. Probably all the same things. But we do want to make sure if there's any new issues, the attitude, what your concerns are. Here's what you hear tonight. Turn it over to the audience. We want to discuss with what other issues, problems, and students.
Overall, I'm in total agreement with the first impression. And in conjunction with eliminating all and total negative energy of people factors when those type of actions during their 12 stops, get that just then moving forward. So, really, that's the best.
who want people to live in upstairs apartments. So in other words, if you can somehow renovate those buildings for, you know, sustainable type housing, yeah, and go forth and bring more people on the street, more people around and start the whole neighborhood wide.
And I'm going to say to that, for me, I see the cleaning of Lancaster Avenue, I would say, let's say 39th down, 38th, say 34th, 33rd. That area of Lancaster Avenue is totally fine. Once you come to 40th and Lancaster, one down, that's when you step into my book.
Okay, so that was what they needed to do. The whole idea of what we wanted to do is you sort of want to turn the bottle on its side. Online, anybody can watch, so that might work, and also suggested when I was thinking about the building, that might be very negative. No, you're standing there, you're
West Camp.
So that, you know, it's like the identity of the neighborhood and the performance.
And in reference to the LCD, like, I love them, but what I'm hearing from the LCD community, saying, you know, the light down that's on top of one. Is that the same light?
LED? I guess it is.
What they're, well, I will go back and ask more fine. Although I love lighting, but I also want to be conscious of the disability community. If a certain type of light brings about these, I would get a whole light of that from my attended the Gypsy Resource Disability meeting, the second, first Wednesday in April. That's one of the things they are addressing as
and I think the little things when they all add up, and like water and it's rock, right? So, thing, you know, Joe was fun to talk about quickly about LED lighting, how amazing. Actually, depending on the time of the day, the texture of the light change in color. So you could really get really carried away, but I mean, at least if one of those is an idea to throw out, however, it's possible. In other words, the whole idea too is you have high level lighting.
Really nice.
Negative impact? The whole idea is that if crime prevention is through environmental science, one of the things that's part of what this is our design idea is how.
You know what? And with that whole police piece, we could turn that police piece into what we used to have back in the day, the POW. They were policemen, the POW. So you have.
I want to make sure we get her question, and then I want to get you guys an example of how.
They can have new things to put out.
I was talking about
ideas that you like, and I think we got an idea to discussion that like the idea of lighting, if you like the idea of control, like the idea of cleaning up the forefront, things like that. So we'll start working on those ideas. We can come up with continue our maximum analysis, one of the design concepts so that we can find second half, then after that,
visualize hanging baskets. I remember all the things involved in the manpower. And with that, I was thinking of a person that in school that the intern, you know, that could be a patient. So we have rotating interns.
The 23rd Annual Islamic Heritage Festival and Parade as part of the PICO Multiple Cultural Series takes place the weekend of June 12th and 13th. Don't miss the citywide Juma on Friday, June 12th at Independence National Park, located 5th and Market, from 12 to 1 p.m., facilitated by Imam Muhammad Abdul Aleem on Saturday, June 13th at 12 p.m. Don't miss the parade marching down to Penn's Landing to kick off the 23rd Annual Islamic Heritage Festival. For more information, 610-352-0424, 610-352-0424.
Instead of feeding people, get tables,